Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 1. Living a Christian Life Under the Government of God. Related Verses. 1 Peter 1, verses 17 through 19. And if you call as Father the one who without respect of persons judges according to each one's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. 1 Peter 2, verses 21 through 24. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth, who being reviled did not revile in return. Suffering he did not threaten, but kept committing all to him who judges righteously, who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. Psalm 16:7. I will bless Jehovah who counsels me. Indeed, in the nights my inward parts instruct me. Isaiah 50:4-5. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one. The Lord Jehovah has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. John 6:38. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Today's reading. In 1 Peter 2:23, according to the usage of the verb kept committing, in Greek, all needs to be inserted here as its object. This word refers to all the sufferings of the Lord. He kept committing all the insults he suffered and all his injuries to him who judges righteously in his government, to the righteous God, to whom he submitted himself. This indicates that the Lord recognized God's government while he was living a human life on earth. We are accustomed to saying that we commit things to the Lord who is faithful or merciful or kind. Have you ever said, "I commit everything to God who judges righteously"? Our prayer, expression, and utterance are still too traditional. This keeps us from applying many of the thoughts and utterances in the pure word. Therefore, in reading a verse such as 2:23, we may take it for granted and fail to get into the real meaning. While the Lord Jesus was on earth suffering, he kept committing all to the one who judges righteously. This brief word indicates not only that the Lord lived a life that was a model for us, but also that he lived a life absolutely under God's government. He himself was always under the government of God, and he committed everything related to him to God's judgment. In 1 Peter 1:17, Peter says, "And if you call upon as Father the one who without respect of persons judges according to each one's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear." In this verse, Peter comes to the matter of God's government. The judgment of God is for the carrying out of his government. In verse 17, Peter urges us to pass the time of our sojourning in fear. This is a holy fear, as in Philippians 2:12. It refers to a healthy, serious caution for us to behave in a holy manner. Such fear is mentioned a number of times in this book because its teaching is concerning the government of God. Verses 18 and 19 explain why we should pass the time of our sojourning in fear, because we know that we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. We now pass the time of our sojourning in fear. The point here is that the holy manner of life should issue out from the dear and precious redemption of Christ. In order to pass the time of our sojourning in fear, we need a deep realization concerning the redemption of Christ. Today, many Christians are living in a loose way because their understanding of Christ's redemption is shallow. According to verse 18, the blood of Christ has redeemed us from our vain manner of life. This vain manner of life is in contrast to the holy manner of life in verse 15. Christ's redemption is for this, to separate us from our vain manner of life, handed down from our fathers. Knowing that this was accomplished with the highest price, the precious blood of Christ, we pass the days of our sojourning in fear. The blood of Christ, by which we are sprinkled and thus marked out from common people, is more precious than silver and gold. The highest price has been paid for our redemption, that we might be redeemed from the vain manner of life to the holy. For this, we should have a holy fear, a healthy, serious caution before God, that as God's elect, redeemed with such a high price, we would not miss the purpose of this most high redemption of Christ.